I'm always talking about my family on stage. I should tell you a little bit about my wife's family. Not long ago, we went down to Louisiana and spent 5 days with my wife's mom and dad, which on life's list of fun things to do comes in somewhere below sitting in a tub full of scissors. And everybody has family like this. You love them, but your lifestyles just do not gel at all. And that's kind of the case with my in-laws, because they're on up there in their golden years. And see, I'm out late at night doing this kind of thing. And bless their heart, it's all they can do to stay awake through the Wheel of Fortune. You're at their house, you're watching ER, you feel like a hellraiser. It's 10 o'clock, we're still up, we're crazy! But because they go to bed so early, they get up early, which is fine. If like normal human beings, they'd drink coffee and read the newspaper. But that's not what happens in this nut house. Y'all, my father-in-law gets out of bed at 4:45 every morning of his life, walks straight to the den, and begins watching the Discovery Channel at a volume normally reserved for movie theater sound commercials. Now, you're lying in bed. The sun hadn't even thought about coming up yet. All of a sudden, you hear, like other predators of the plains, the jackal subdues its victim by clamping his neck and slowly squeezing the life from his body. You're in the bed going, you know what? That ain't a bad idea. And it's a weird sensation to be mad and learning at the same time. Second morning we were there, I learned everything there was to know about the African willow fly before I had even peed. That poor little fly only lives 28 hours. That's his entire life, 28 hours. I'm lying in the bed thinking, boy, you only live 28 hours, you can't afford to have a bad day. And what happens if you get involved with a girl that wants to take it slow? Like, honey, we're going to be dead in 2 minutes. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. Another reason it's hard staying with these people is they keep their house a little warm. By a little warm, I mean it is roughly the same temperature as the bottom of the space shuttle when it's about this high off the ground. And they walk around in sweaters. Is anybody else cold? Is it just me? Is anybody else cold? Hell, I'm naked on the tile bathroom floor, gasping for air. Well, I remember when I was in the fifth grade and the firemen visited our school. They said that's where the last oxygen would be, right there next to the floor. I was in the bathroom so long, my mother-in-law started beating on the door. Do you need a correct-all? You eat too much cheese. Well, that's what she's worrying about at this stage in her life. Who's going and how often? She is the queen of Metamucil. That's the only thing they drink in that house, Metamucil. About the only thing they eat is bran cereal. Our kids spent a week with them last summer. They came home, they had lost 9 pounds apiece. I said, what have y'all been doing? Just eating cereal, Dad. And going to the potty. My father-in-law, bless his heart, when he's not watching the Discovery Channel, he's checking his bug zapper. That's what he does in retirement. He checks his bug zapper. And I don't know what he's hoping to catch, though anything is possible. This thing is huge. They brought it in on a crane. Hooked it straight to the power pole. There is some serious juice going to this machine. You'll be sitting at the dinner table, all of a sudden, all the lights in the neighborhood, like... He's like, watch my plate. I got something out there. And please don't get me wrong here. I'm not making fun of old people. In fact, I think that's the goal of everybody here tonight. We all want to be an old person someday. I not only want to be an old person, I want to be a burden to my children. Because I know the day's coming when my kids are going to be on the phone with each other going, it's your turn to take daddy for a while. Oh, he's making those noises. He doesn't even know he does it. If you don't come get him, Todd and I are going to get a divorce. It's going to be your fault. I want to be a burden to my children, and I want to scare my grandchildren. Well, you know, little kids are scared of really, really old people. I was. I remember growing up, we had an elderly aunt that lived with us for a couple of years. Every afternoon, she would sit in the den watching her soap operas. And every afternoon, she would fall asleep with her eyes and her mouth wide open. Every afternoon, I'd call my mother at work, "Mama, she's dead." "No, today I'm not teasing, Mama. She really is. And listen, our Frisbee's in there, and we're scared to go get it." "No, really, Mama, Sparky's growling at her."